Am I imagining that this summer's monsoon storms have been a little wetter than most, a little stronger?
Nope, you're not imagining that at all. We've gotten quite a bit of rainfall since the monsoon started. And the actual monsoon wind, we got the average 3.3 days of average dew point at 55 degrees at Sky Harbor like we used to track it. That goes to July 5th, and that was the very first day if we go back to the old way. But here in Flagstaff, we could have taken it all the way back to July 2nd because that's when it actually started raining, and that's that day we got 1¾ of an inch at Flagstaff Pulliam Airport, and everything flooded over there on Milton. And then since then, we are at 3.64 inches here in Flagstaff, which is 300% or so, 360% actually of normal to date. So July is off to a great start here with the rain at Flagstaff Pulliam Airport. And, you know, it's spotty. Some people are around town in Flagstaff aren't quite at 3.64 inches, but that's what the airport has. And it's been spread out. The love's been going all over northern Arizona this week. We've seen quite a bit of rain across the region. Kind of different light morning rain and things over the last week or so, which just last week has been a little different.
Right. I'm thinking that one of the characteristics of monsoon storms in Arizona is that they build all day and then they cut loose in the afternoon. And I suppose that's not a hard and fast rule from Mother Nature, but it seems that the summer storms are all day, all night.
Yeah, you know, I think traditionally we think of the monsoon as a sunny morning. The heat builds, the moisture's in the air, the cumulus start to build up, and then we see the midday or mid-afternoon thunderstorms, and then we clear out. But it has been a bit different so far with this monsoon, but with this abundant moisture in the atmosphere and the cloud cover that persists all day, it kind of puts a damper on the morning heating, and you can't really get those strong thunderstorms to build. So there's been so much moisture and so much cloud cover that it's been hard to get thunderstorms to really build up. The little areas that do see the morning sun see the storms build first.
Before the start of the monsoon, the official start, we were breaking records for drought and dryness and lack of precipitation. But now, just a few weeks into it, where are we?
That's right. You know, when we talked just about a month ago, I was talking about how dry it was, and we were terribly dry. We were at 60% of average on the calendar year here, 2013. But here in July, because we're at 300% of normal and we've had all this rain, that's really helped us out in the climatological book here. And for the calendar year now, we're only about 0.6 of an inch below average, which we're at 94% of average now on the calendar year.
Lee, any idea how long these storms, these all-day storms, will last?
Sure, and that's a good question. And I think we're going to get more into a typical pattern here as we get into the coming weekend and into much of next week. The moisture is going to stick around. We're going to stay in this monsoonal type southeast to easterly flow in the upper levels of the atmosphere, which continues to transport in the rich Gulf moisture. But what's happened around here for much of this week is there was so much moisture that we just had all that morning cloud cover, which was kind of pesky. But then what happened midweek, particularly on Tuesday and Wednesday, is we had an upper level disturbance that moved through and was able to interact with that moisture. So even though we did have the morning cloud cover, we are still able to get quite a bit of rain. On Tuesday, we did have some minor flooding issues in some areas across Arizona that saw 2+ inches of rain due to that upper level disturbance. And that thing has slowly slid through again on Wednesday. But that'll be out of here today, out of here the rest of the weekend, and I think we're more into a typical type monsoon pattern where we see the big boilers get going in the morning, spread around town midday, and then we're all back on our bikes by late afternoon.
Great, Lee. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
My pleasure, Jillian.
Lee Bourne is a Flagstaff-based meteorologist and KNAU's on-staff weatherman. This is Morning Edition on Arizona Public Radio, KNAU.